Blog Talk Radio.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret. Wishing you never.
And we just want to collaborate. We want to share with all of you what God is doing and how mighty He is. It's time to take a step. And I call a group of frontliners to join me on tonight. I call a group of frontliners. They are partners.
Yeah. You ready for prayer? Hello. Yes, I can hear you now. Yes. Yes, I can hear you now.
Allow others to get on the line, and during that time, would you please into a word of prayer. Okay, Rochelle, can you lead us into prayer?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you, we praise you, we honor you, Lord, for you are such an awesome God, Lord, and we thank you for such a time as this, Lord. We ask you to forgive our sins, Lord, so that we could come before you, Lord, as you would have us to come, Lord. We thank you for the front lines, we thank you for the network, we thank you for you gave us the opportunity, and we're saying yes to your will, to your word, and to your way. Lord, let this be a great, great event. All for your glory and for what you've called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Are you there?
Hello, this is a team.
Hello, welcome to the show.
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Who are you calling us from?
Hello, is that you?
This is a.
All right, good to have you on the show on tonight. Amen. Call it all the way from Illinois. Over the past few months, you ordered my book online, and you've been reading this chapter, I think it's chapter 6, Wake Up the God Woman in You. Amen. And I know you've been waiting just to give us an outline and an overview of that chapter. We want to extend the invitation for you to do so tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Annie. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be here on the show tonight. I am so excited, and I tell you, I'm more excited after reading Wake Up Call. A phenomenal book that I'm here just to talk about chapter 6, because I could talk about every one of these chapters. What I found in the book in chapter 6, which is about wake up the God woman in you. These are the times the daughters of God are waking up and moving forward in their marketplaces, in their homes, and in their cities and communities all around the world. And specifically in the chapter 6, the part that I wanted to just bring to light is where you said you are like a delicate you are like a diligent flower, one of many in a beautiful bouquet. You bring gander to any garden or house. God did not take the extra time to design you to be threatened or treated like garbage. You are better than that. And I tell you right there, if the women of God do not know who they are in Christ, I mean, really understand, this part right here just resonated with me and really was what woke me up even the more to say that I'm not to be treated any less than what our Heavenly Father treats us and created us to be. So I tell you, there is so much more in this chapter about the God woman in us, but it is time that the God woman wakes up. Wake up and move forth and do what God has created her to do. I'm excited, Pastor Annie. Pastor, I just love this book.
Amen. Thank you so much for highlighting that chapter. Yes, by all means, God wants that God woman to wake up. Wake up. He wants the entire creation to wake up. But tonight, we're just highlighting wake up the God woman in you. You know, when I think of the many hats that we wear, oh my gosh, we have a lot competing for our time. then God has called us, he's appointed us, he's formed us after his design, and God has a work and a plan for our lives. And that's why he commanded me to command the women to wake up. Wake up that God woman. Wake up from God's perspective. Regardless of how you've been treated, regardless of how you see yourself, God sees you as a delicate flower, and you are wonderfully made, and you're made by him, and God has a design and a work assigned to your hand, and that's what we want to talk about tonight. It's time to take a stand. Wherever you find yourself tonight, regardless of what has catapulted in your life, regardless of what has pinned you down, we're commanding that you rise tonight and take a stand. Say, I'm better than this. God created me, and God knew exactly what he was doing when he created me. Amen. Well, I'm excited about my frontliner tonight. You know, I was just resting in the presence of God just the other morning, and God began to bring something out of me, something he spoke into my life several years ago about calling the frontliners. And he began to say, your frontliners are ready. So then you have to give them their marching order. So tonight, frontliners, it's time to rise and take a stand. I tell you, we're shining a light around the world. Every city, every place, we're shining light into dark places. And you know, when I think about the frontliners, I think about Deborah from the Bible. I think about David, how he was on the backside of the desert, but he was already appointed and anointed for such a time. However, he had to go through the desert places just to get to his design. And I look at the women, and I look at my sisters around the world, and I see that they have lost their identity. But we're calling you to rise up tonight and take a stand. Amen. Ladies, I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm ready to get into deep conversation and dialogue with each and every one of you. I want to start by each of you sharing your mission for your show, your vision. What is your goal? What is your mission for your show? We're going to start with you, Annetta. Since you're talking, we're going to start with you. And after you, we're going to go to Cheryl. And after Cheryl, we're going to go to Rochelle, in that order, please. What is your mission? What is your vision for your particular radio and talk show?
Pastor Annie, as a frontliner, I have the wonderful honor and privilege through this show to be able, and the name of the show is Celebrating Life 365, and its mission is to educate, equip, encourage, and employ people with spiritual disciplines for living life in purpose, on purpose, a.k.a. kingdom living here on earth, just as God has intended for us.
Wow. Love it. And then when I saw that theme, Celebrate Life 365, I said, wow. That means celebrate life every day. Regardless of where you are, regardless of what's going on with you, every day is a day of celebration. And I've been following you, and you bring that to the forefront, and you demand that people rise up and celebrate life 365 days of the year. Thank you for being a part of this wonderful network. I am so elated that you have joined this movement. All right, and next up is Cheryl Sanders.
Seymour. Good evening, Pastor Annie. And I also am so excited about what God is doing in our lives and the connections that he's making with us. And Divine Dynamics speaks. The mission and goal of my show is to inspire and empower women, men, children. We'll be talking about a variety of different topics. We also will be providing resources that people may not otherwise have. Within the community, and just reaching out and sharing things that may help others and inspire them to live their God-fulfilled and kingdom-building purpose in this world.
Wow. Well, you know, Cheryl, I had the privilege of being on set with you on yesterday, and
you just, yes. Oh my gosh, you just hit a home run for your inaugural show. And we were just so blown away. God just took over. He just had his way.
Yes.
And you and your special guest, you just blessed us. You blessed us yesterday. So we're excited about your new show as well. And your show is a Saturday show. So we will be watching and viewing and sharing this particular show as well. Last but not least, we have Rochelle Gray. And Rochelle Gray's show is the MI Project, Multiple Intelligence. Rochelle, please share about your show, vision, and mission.
Well, first of all, good evening. And I'm really excited about the opportunity because I'm an educator. And I know that there are some children out there that don't believe that they're smart. No one has ever told them they're smart. So what the multiple intelligence is coming to tell them that God has given us gifts and talents that he said he has given us since the beginning of the world, and that these things are supposed to sustain us until the end. So where is this God? Where is this in the natural? Well, it's through multiple intelligences. There are nine. We all have nine. We all have a strong three or four. And I'm here to show you not whether you're smart, but how you are smart. Identify it, teach you how to walk in it, show you 100 to 300 careers associated with it, and then get you on the service path in one of your intelligences or as an entrepreneur making money now.
Right.
And I'm so excited.
Amen. We're excited about it as well. You were another one that was on set yesterday. We had the pleasure of sitting on set with you as you started your inaugural show. And you're sure blessed the socks off me as well because you came from the educational perspective. And that's what the Wake Up Call Radio and Television Network is. We have a diverse group of shows and radio programs, and we want to empower people across the board on every level. And Rochelle, what excites me about yours, you don't tell kids that they are smart, you show them that they are smart, that each and every one has a level of smart. And then I love the fact that there are nine, and each one of us possess at least three or four, you said. So I'm ready to take that intelligence test as well because it reminds me of 1 Corinthians, or 12, the 12th chapter, when God talks about the gifts and the talents and, you know, how he gives the gifts and the talents, you know, that we will help build the kingdom of God. And it starts from conception, you know. You don't just rise up one day and pursue a gift. The gift is in you. So what you're inspiring to do is bring that up out of each and every student. And you're doing that through this testing process. And I think it's amazing. It's amazing. And I love the synergy you and your guest had yesterday as well, even as she began to talk about free money for college and that type of thing. So we've got motivational shows, inspirational shows. We've got educational shows. We've got church services and praise and worship. We've got everything on our network. And I'm so excited, guys. I am blown away what God has done in the last 6 months. The last 6 months, God has blown us away. He's blown us away because the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. And though it tarry, we are to wait on it. And so that's why I wanted to come today just to motivate our listeners, let them know that there is a God woman in you. There's a God man in you. And God has given you gifts and God has given you talents. And it's up to you to employ those gifts and talents which align dominant inside of you. So we're coming and we're here and we're ready to aid you along in the process because God has need of you. Amen. You know, and then when I began to think about the God woman, you know, I couldn't help but think about where I was before I found God, before I found God. I was in a life of misery. You know, I was not living the way God created me to live, and I didn't have a great self-esteem, and I was just miserable. But the day I found him, oh my gosh, my life has not been the same. I mean, there are some low days and there are some high days, but when I look things over, my good days always outweigh my bad days. So I thank him, I thank him, I thank him for saving me. And you know, I know each and every one of you can relate to what I'm talking about. Many of you, even out in our viewer audience, you've gone through depression, you've gone through loss, you've gone through low self-esteem, you've gone through a loss of a job, of a family member, and these type of things cause you to lose hope sometimes and to fall in hopelessness. But Jesus Christ, he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So I come to motivate you. I come to encourage you. My frontliners are here, and we're ready to pull out the greatness inside of you so that you can do what God has positioned you to do. Talk about Rochelle. Talk about God. Talk about the God woman raising up in you. Where were you? What was going on in your life during this time?
You know, and you said something. First of all the shows, everything deals with empowerment, and that's God. But you also talked about the desert that each of us had to go through. Because you know what? At the end of all this, nobody gets glory but God.
Amen.
And also because our vision is so big, there had to be a timing in things, and that's what I experienced. Now, all of us that were there yesterday, God brought us from somewhere else to be here for such a time as this.
That's right.
And
you're
like,
all transplanted here in Charlotte.
Never ever thought about relocating to another state. Would always wonder what brings people to do that. But yet here we are, because God has a call, and God's call and time is now. And it's assured, and it's awesome to see when all the pieces come together, because you know what it assures us of? The hope. The fact that we are walking in his will and not permissive will. And that he is mindful of us. That just always tickles me as a God woman. So when I see a little bit of glory, oh no, I'm reminded when Jesus said, you know what, I did these things, but you're supposed to do greater things than this. Now is the time. And as a God, as a kingdom woman, I got to be like, look, what God's kingdom has come now to the earth. And it's up to us to be the vessels that to come to pass. So my school, you thought you saw a little glimpses. Oh, I'm ready now. Because, again, when you get to know who you are, like you said, and who you are, listen, the measure of faith, a measure of faith. No, I have the faith. God gives every man a measure, but there's other levels of faith. And that's where I want to get to, because you know what? In order for God's kingdom to exist here and take our place, we got to be ready. So all these other things that are happening in the world, they're happening because we're not in our place. God created government. God gave me all these ideas. But as a God woman, I got to be in my place so that the enemy cannot be in that place because I'm not there. So that's what I see it as.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Cheryl, talk to us about your transition, you know. The thing that motivates me the most, I go forward, but I never forget where I come from. I never, never forget just how far God reached down to save me. I never forget my mindset, what I was doing. I can remember when he started to break up the fallow ground. I was so depressed. I was so hurt. I was broken. I felt and my girlfriend says, let's go out. Let's just hang out tonight. And she took me out to this club. And I've never been the type to go to clubs. But I said, okay, I'll try this. I've tried everything else. 30 minutes after being in the club, the water started to fall down my face. Because I did not want to be there. I knew God had greater for me. And the pain was so intense. So when I get up every morning, when I strive to do all the things that he's called me to do, I'm reminded was. I'm reminded just how broken I was. And that's why I'm so passionate about reaching the lost at any cost. So, Cheryl, talk to us about your transition.
Well, my transition, all through my youth, God had been depositing things into me. Just all through the years, as I look back now, I see that. And I believe the big transition started with the loss of my mother. Because, you know, I had always been in church all my life and kind of, you know, went with the program. And even though I had a personal relationship with God, it wasn't as intimate as it was when during the week that led up to my mother's death. That was the time where God really, you know, got my attention and said, wait a minute, it's all about me and you right now. This I'm what you need. And at that time, that was when he exposed to me, there's so much more for your life, you know, just not the 9-to-5 job. You know, there's so much more that I need you to do. And at that point, I realized I had to do something. 3 years after my mom passed away, you know, because I still was holding on to some old stuff. And, you know, after her passing and going through the grieving process, I was still holding on to some old stuff. So 3 years after my mom passing, you know, it hit me. And I said, I have to move. I have to relocate. And I didn't know why at the time. And I just said, I'm going to go. I just, you know, I got tired. I got tired of doing the same things over and over, kind of repeating cycles of you know, being in church, even being in ministry, and then, you know, kind of backsliding. And I said, you know what, enough is enough. And I left New Jersey and moved to Atlanta, Georgia. And that's where I left everything. I left everything I knew. I didn't know anybody there, you know, close anyway. And that's when I had to solely rely on God for me and my children. I had to solely rely on him. I could call my family back home, but they weren't there. They weren't present in that time and space. And it was just at that point, you know, God wore me down. I mean, and I was, my kids ate every day. We had a roof over our head every day. He was providing every day, and I could not see how. I just said it was truly supernatural. And he provided me with great employment. And through that employment, I met some great women of God that we prayed together. We were all transitioning at the same time. And then he moved me here to Charlotte. You know, I prayed about that and came to Charlotte. And again, meeting different people in and out of my life. And I said, you know, when they went, they went. And when they came. But then when I made this connection here, it was awesome. And God immediately told me, this is what you've been waiting for. And I knew it. And I just knew this was a platform that was going to really take me to the next level where I needed to be in him. And I just thank God for that. And I just thank God for choosing me, little old crazy me, to use to glorify his name and to give them a message to people. So I'm just grateful for that. And I'm humbled and I'm grateful. And I'm so thankful for the fellowship of these wonderful women and men of God that he's exposing me to. And I'm just so excited about what's to come.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for your testimonies. You know, when we go through, the Bible says Satan seeks whom he may devour, and he will form, but he won't prosper. It's just to get us, much like you said, Cheryl, into position. You know, if not against us, it's actually for us. You know, so God knows the plan, like he says in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plan that I have toward you, plans of good and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. The flesh doesn't like pain, it doesn't like discomfort. However, it will get our attention. And sometimes we have need to go through in order to get to. Amen. And then the Bible says all things work together for the good of them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. So regardless to how good or bad or ugly it seems or feels, it's working for a greater cause. And so I thank God for that. And God has called us. He has anointed us. He has appointed us. He's given us tools, gifts, and talents. And we're to use them in the kingdom of God. We don't just choose to use them. We're obligated to use them. That's why we're here. That's why the Wake Up Call Radio and Television Broadcast Network has been birthed out, because we have that responsibility. And we are the frontliners. So we stand up and we make a difference in the marketplace. And we compel others to make a difference. And we pull those gifts and those talents out of them as well. And so I know that my particular job here is two or threefold, such as Rochelle Gray was talking about. We have three or four of these intelligence. And one of mine is to help mobilize people. Help mobilize, help coach them, walk alongside them, and bring the best out of them. Help them bring the best out of them. And I'm so grateful that God chose me. He chose my husband for such a time as this. Because you know what? God knows my heart, and He knew when He saved me. He knew I would be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in those things that pleases Him. Because, see, I got sick and tired of being tired. And I know that it was God that delivered me. I know that it's God that keeps me. I know that I would fail if I do not hold on to Him. And so in all that I'm doing, I'm compelling others to do likewise, to follow suit, to get up, to pull out the gifts and the talents within you, and to put your hands on the plow and don't turn back. Because every day with Him gets better than the day before. So I'm so elated that you all are here and you're sharing your story and you're transparent, because that's what this is about. What you see is what you get. We're not coming to cover up, we're coming to reveal. And as we reveal, guess what? Others will reveal. And that'll share with us your transition of waking up the God woman.
Well, Sister Annie, I tell you, all of everyone who's here on here tonight, that's a piece of my story. I've had many transitions, but I will tell you about the one that has propelled me into doing what I'm doing now with Celebrating Life 365. And it was my mother passed away in 2000, and I'm proud of you. I thought, okay, I'm going to be all right. I'm the oldest of four. And then it just hit me. I began to grieve. I began to miss my mother. And I'm because of this season that I'm in my life right now, which is this two woman season. And you're right. Frontliners stand up. They are the ones that are crying out, compelling the next generation to arise, to rise up. And we have the commitment to see. We have the commitment to train them in the way they should go, in the spiritual discipline, who they are in Christ. And that's what my transition is. I know now this grieving process that I'm going through is a healing process. And it's not right we are putting with the move. But it's the God woman I am, the God she has arrived, daughter, and go get the other daughters. Continue the legacy. I'm a fourth generation intercessor, so I can get here by myself. This is going to cut out right there, but that's what has propelled me and compelled me to go forth in this ministry.
Wow. Well, we're so much alike. Oh, my gosh, you don't know until you start to talk to people. Well, during the time I was writing Wake Up Call, Waking Up the God Woman in You, Waking Up the God in You, my mother passed. And on her deathbed, she was sharing with me that she was transitioning, and she said, I know that you will complete your book, and you will complete many. She said, I won't be there to celebrate you when you publish. She said, but I'll be backing you on because I know you will. And so during my grieving process, I birthed out the Wake Up Call radio show and the Wake Up Call book, Waking Up God's Purpose in You. So this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. Every time you miss her, I would talk to her 7-8 times a day. He said, every time you miss her, every time you want to pick up the phone to call her, write. And so that was instrumental for me. I began to write. And when I wrote, the better I felt. Because what I was doing, I was replacing my pain for someone else's gain. You know, I was thinking about the kingdom of God. It suffered violence and the violence taken by force. I was thinking about how the remnant is withering away and how they need the frontliners to come forward. And so I began to press beyond my brokenness. I pressed beyond what I was going through, and I began to write that book. And in a span of several months, I completed that book. And guess what? My healing was a part of that process. You know, so the Bible does say all things work together for the good of them that love God and that are called according to his pleasure. So God knew what it would be that would cause me to propel forward. He knew what would catapult me into this season. See, every season has a timing. And God is waiting on us to take our rightful place. And as he waits on us, the world is waiting on us to use our giftings and to use our tools. And that's why it behooves us to wake up that God woman in us and begin to use the gifts and the talents. Many of you may not even know what your giftings are, your talents, but it's deep within you. Search within you. You know, during the time when I didn't quite understand what my talents were and what my gifts were, because much like the Bible, everybody wanted the gift of prophecy, and you know, because that seems to be the gift. So everybody wanted that gift, but what they don't realize, the gift is a part of the body. And if one is functioning and the other parts are not functioning, well, the body is dysfunctional. So that's why we need every gift, every talent activated in the body of Christ. So it behooves you to find out what that gifting is, and sometimes you have to go deep in order to discover it, because the Holy Spirit had me to just go back, look over my life. What was I doing at 14 years old? I was ministering to some of my friends at 14 years old on the playground. We were supposed to be playing hide and go seek or something, but they were there, and they needed my help, and they sought me out. And it was two young women at the time, and they were going through domestic violence in their home, and they sought me out. And from that time forth, I've been doing the very same thing. And so God began to show me where my gifting lies. And so you may have to go back and look over your life and see what you were doing, see what motivated you, see what inspired you, see who that was and those things. And it will bring that up in you, and then begin to pray, and God will bring it to life. Because the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence takes it by force. I'm ready to take it by force. I'm ready to do everything that God has positioned me to do. And I know my frontliners are ready. We're going to wrap this up. This has been an amazing show. And like I stated, we're going to do this every first Friday night at 8 p.m. We want to connect with our listeners and our viewers. And we want to connect with our partners all over the world. So, ladies, thanks again for being the frontliners. Thank you. I know it's part of God's plan, but thank you for answering the call. Thank you for taking that position to be steadfast and unmovable and always abiding in the things that please God. I thank each and every one of you, and I don't take these relationships lightly, because I know that God has connected us for such a time as this. So we've got just a few minutes. One last thought from each of you, and we're going to close the show. And we're going to start with Annetta, Cheryl, and close with Rochelle. In that order, please.
Amen.
Well, my closing thought for this evening is that I am blessed, amazingly blessed to be with these frontliners here tonight. And if there's anything that I can say to them and our listening audiences, is just that. Stand up. Be unmovable in Christ. Cry out. Win souls unto Christ. And then compel them to come where there is healing, deliverance, that they may be set free and be free indeed.
Amen. Cheryl.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this evening, I just would like to leave the thought with everybody that, you know, this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful, you know, this is a wonderful lineup on Wake Up Call. And there's so much information, a wealth of information that's being shared over the network. So just listen for the shows. Be blessed by the information. Use the information to empower your life and to live for God and whatever His kingdom purpose for your life is. And always remember that God's mercies are new every day. Thank you and be blessed.
Amen. Rochelle.
Amen. I just feel like running around. Running around the neighborhood and telling people, compelling them that I want my listeners to understand that God created this just for you. From the babies all the way to however age you are, God created this for you. God, who is man that you are mindful of us? Whether you know him or not. I'm telling you, I'm so excited, I don't even know what to do. And I want to thank these ladies for answering the call. Because you know what? They are just certain people that God has called each of us to reach. And without all of us doing this place, it can't happen. So I praise them.
Amen. Well, you can join the Wake Up Call movement as well. If there is a gift, if there is a show that you have, that you are passionate about, and you know that God is leading you to do so, then hit us up on social media, inbox us, or email us at wakeupcallshow1@gmail.com. And then become a movement. You know, join the movement. Amen. Two will put 10,000 to flight. So what we're doing is we are waking up to the reality. That means we're waking up to the plan of God for our lives, and we're helping others to do so likewise. So a very thank you to my panel, Rochelle Gray and Cheryl Seymour, and also to Annetta Works-Sally. Thank you all for tuning in on tonight, and thank you for each and every one of your comments. And God is just great, and He's moving according to his bidding. He's moving in this season according to his bidding. We just want to be in the midst of it. Well, we're going to go out. We're going to go out and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Dear God, we say yes to your will and yes to your way, God. We say, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit. We say, purge us with hyssop that we may be cleansed. We say, do a new thing in us, God. We are your instruments, and we have committed ourselves to your will for our lives, God. Don't allow us to get complacent. Allow us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abiding in those things that please you. God, I pray over this network. I pray over these frontliners. God, I thank you for the frontliners that are even not on the call. I thank you for LaSheree Rogers and the matters of the heart. I thank you for Terry Williams' vision of hope. And God, I just thank you for our ministry partners in India, Kenya, Pakistan, Africa. God, every part, everyone that's connected with this movement. I thank you for Garfield Reed. God, I thank you for Apostle and Prophetess Jackson as they come aboard, and Celeste Hickson and Pastor Melissa Bailey. God, I thank you for each and every one, God. And I thank you, God, that we will be steadfast and unmovable, always abiding in you.
There is power in the name.
water. You have faith. Amen.
There
and
is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.